200 different types of rice and rice products tested by both the non-profit research group Consumer Reports and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, contain varying levels of different forms of arsenic. Michael Taylor is the Deputy Commissioner for Foods at the FDA.
Arsenic is a substance that nobody wants in food, but you know, we're confident that at the levels that we're seeing it, that there's no immediate safety concern. People should continue eating rice.
The U.S. government has standards for the amount of arsenic allowed in water for human consumption, but not for food. Taylor says the FDA is mainly concerned with cumulative lifetime exposure to arsenic.
We don't think, based upon the preliminary information that we have, that we can recommend that consumers change their eating practices. You know, rice is an important staple of the diet. It's a nutritious, healthy food. I think we would want to be sure we had much more information before we would make decisions about recommending changes in eating patterns.
The FDA says it will complete its comprehensive study of 1,200 rice samples by the end of 2012 and will determine then whether to issue additional recommendations. Consumer Reports is less cautious, however. Its study reviewed only 200 rice samples, but concludes that to be safe, people, especially infants, should limit rice consumption. Amit Gadia is with Consumer Reports.
From a public health standpoint, there's a great deal of concern about what babies are ingesting. Very often, the first solid food that babies are given is rice cereal. And so to see arsenic in that product is obviously a problem. We also saw levels in rice milk. And sometimes if children are allergic to cow's milk, they're given rice milk.
Consumer Reports and FDA officials agree the results in their separate studies are similar, but only the FDA can set national industry standards. Arsenic, a known carcinogen, is a contaminant that comes in two forms, organic and inorganic. Organic arsenic occurs naturally in the soil and water. Inorganic arsenic comes mainly from commercial fertilizers and pesticides used in agriculture.
Many of those pesticides were banned some many years ago. Unfortunately, those pesticides and the arsenic in them remains in the soil, and so it is still getting into the plants, the rice plants.
Gadia says the highest level of arsenic were found in samples of rice from the south central U.S. The lowest arsenic levels were in rice from California, India, and Thailand. Consumer Reports recommends not only that people moderate their intake of rice, but also that they rinse it well and cook it with plenty of water. The FDA recommends that consumers continue eating a balanced diet that includes a variety of grains. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News, Washington.